Hi, this is Carrie. We've all been privy to both bad examples and good examples in our lives, especially bad examples of people's behavior and good examples of people's behavior. Hopefully, you've seen and emulated people who have been good examples for you, but I know you've also seen bad examples, and hopefully you decided not to emulate their behavior. A perfect example of this is bosses. We've all had bosses. We've all had good bosses and bad bosses in our lives. Everyone seems to love their best boss, right? And they say they've learned so much from them. He or she was a great boss. I've learned so much from them. I agree. You can learn quite a bit from a good boss. However, I believe I've learned even more from the bad bosses I've had. What? Learning from the bad bosses? Well, here's what it is. It caused me to stop myself in my tracks whenever I started acting like one of my bad bosses or started exhibiting their behavior. Now, I may have exhibited it. I'm not saying I haven't. But I definitely learned that I didn't want to be like that. From the boss who stood over me while I worked. I remember him vividly. He'd stand there and be like, okay, I guess he wants it now. But from that boss, I learned not to do the same. From the boss whose style stressed everyone out, I learned to use humor to loosen up people during stressful times. From the boss who was habitually late to his own meetings, believe it or not, this individual once called a 7 a.m. meeting and didn't show up until 8 a.m. and didn't care, didn't bother. Well, from that person, I learned to always show up 5 minutes, at least 5 minutes before the meeting started, especially my meeting. And from the bosses who used their authority to make decisions, because there were a number of them. And I get it. It makes sense. They have the authority to make decisions. They have to make it. But what I learned from them is oftentimes you've got to use knowledge and consensus. You know, just because somebody's a bad boss, by the way, doesn't mean they're a bad person. But you tend to group the two together. Think of your bosses, and you probably say, yeah, probably a lot of them are bad people. But mainly it's because that's the way they treated you. The same goes for just about anything when looking at good and bad examples. Remember the best and worst behavior by relatives, coworkers, customer service people, coaches, athletes, teachers, and anyone else you've ever met. Good and bad examples, including your parents. Yes, you may have a wonderful parent who is your role model, but they may exhibit bad behavior. Behavior you shouldn't follow. You definitely shouldn't follow some of it. I know, and this is a tough thing to admit, but I've been a bad example at times to my kids. And I'm glad that my kids have actually sometimes corrected me, but oftentimes not followed that same behavior. It's important. Take the good stuff from people you come in contact with and practice it. More importantly, remember the bad things and how it felt dealing with these people. Make sure you never act that way, and you'll not only feel good about yourself, but you're also going to make others feel good about themselves as you act in a different manner. This is Carrie Siegel asking you to not only take control of your money before it takes control of you, but also take control of your life before it takes control of you.